Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the good life. Welcome to the good life.
The wait is over.
Welcome to the good life.
And after all the talk, all I gotta say is,
welcome to the good life.
You're welcome. You're all welcome. Like we always do at this time. I go for mine. I got to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
Say the best things in life are free. The good life, it feel like Atlanta, it feel like LA, it feel like Miami, it feel like NY. Summertime shy, ah. So I roll through good. Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Kale's Corner, huh? The Tuesday yes. edition. To hey, sis, what's up? You be?
What's going on, brother?
Man, I'm good. I'm hanging in there, you know. Like Kanye say, enjoying the good life, you know. It's that thing, you know. You know, I ain't making no noise. Trying to stay out the Bama's that haters way. That's it. That's the idea.
Okay.
Stay out of the haters way. Yeah.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, sis?
Oh, bruh. I got some stuff off my to-do list. I got my electric fixed. The best host in the whole entire world. I'm not even going to, you know. But, you know, Jack Hill, you know, hooked the nigga up over here. Hooked the sister up. And I've been flicking lights here and there, bro. I've just been flicking. But I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's
we
up.
Living a good life over here. You played the right song.
I appreciate you guys utilizing Gordon and Mac Electrical Services, you know. hey, it's good thing. Good thing. Good, great thing. Today, Trees. We're gonna discuss what's going on in the NBA, the state of the NBA with all the player tension. You know, one may ask, where's all this agitation and discord come from? You know what I mean?
Right.
We got Durant and Embiid. You know, Jai like. Had harsh communication with one another the other night. Dinwiddie spitting all type of venom to the Wizards after his game winning shot. You know,
right.
Harden is in a, if I could say, shooting slump. You know, he's not playing like himself, and I mean, it's just like. All around the NBA, it's just been turmoil. And I've just received word that Julius Randle has been traded from the New York Knicks to the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas is, hey, man, Dallas ain't playing with him, man. Dallas is not playing. Cuban wants another championship, man. And you know what? I don't want to get off the topic, but let me say this real quick. It must be good to have an owner who's willing, and I know it's some good and some bad to it. I'll be the first to say that. But it really must be good to have an owner who has your back, like Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, you know?
Yeah.
You say you need a trade, boom, let's make that trade. You say you need a player, man, go get that player, you know? And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I got a question to ask. Harden now going through his slump and being where he is, and we saw Simmons going through the stuff that he went through out in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for us to question one Doc Rivers and his coaching? Huh?
Question Philly and everything else. Question the whole Philly.
Okay. So you're going to say the whole program, not just Doc.
Yes, because right. They sitting right there letting them, they watching it just like we watching it.
Okay.
So they should have
okay.
something to say too.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it. That's truly one way to view this thing, you know. But we're gonna get into it. We're gonna discuss it. The NFL is in the midst of its craziest offseason thus far to me. We got Mitchell Trubisky has signed with the Steelers. Russell Wilson has signed with the Broncos, and their pictures have popped up of Russell and Sierra out celebrating and enjoying their vacation and, you know, doing them, you know, in Cabo, I believe it was. And ever since the trade, you got Carson Wentz, and we've talked about this to nauseam, at least I have. Carson Wentz to the Washington football team. And Deshaun Watson, y'all, we have, first of all, congratulations is in order to Mr. Watson, because a grand jury decided.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
a grand jury decided. Yeah, go ahead.
What they had, the charges they had, were not enough. They were not adequate. So they threw all of it out. They threw all of it out. And I, for one, am so happy. But, again, I'm going to say this real quick. I'm sick and tired of the guilty until proven innocent situation in the NFL. I'm sick of that. But Watson is set to meet with the Panthers, Cleveland, and the Saints. You know,
yep.
Panthers, Cleveland, and the Saints. Hey, that Cleveland thing, that one has me kind of wondering, scratching my head, you know? Yeah, I don't think it is either, Tree. I don't think it is either.
Yeah.
But all these stories and more, when we come back, we want you guys to enjoy Tales Corner today. We're going to have everyone in, and everyone will get a chance to put their opinion out there about everything. 563-999-3782. And that goes to you guys online with Lady T as well. I really, really and truly thank you all for your participation and all that, man. You know, y'all just don't know how y'all doing me, making my heart feel just so blessed by the participation and the joining in and the comments that you guys are putting up online and everything. So 563-999-3782, that's the number. If you guys want to call in, feel free, and we'll take your call. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to jump into this NBA. That song is dedicated to the NBA because I'm serious. I have seen these guys or past players like go at it, and you know, Dennis Rodman comes to mind. I remember Karl Malone, Shaquille O'Neal, countless players could not stand Dennis Rodman, but the Worm enjoyed it. The Worm, which was Dennis Rodman's nickname, he loved every minute of it. He loved when he would get under guys' skin and agitate them to a point, and you would kind of expect that. I remember one Sunday, I'm watching Chicago play Utah, and Dennis Rodman and Karl Malone were battling for a rebound, and Dennis Rodman grabbed Karl Malone's junk, and Karl Malone went to the ref and was trying to explain to the ref what Rodman had just done. And Rodman was saying, I'm serious, Eddie Haskell choir boy routine Dennis Rodman put on. And that was the funniest. And they kept showing it over and over again where Dennis Rodman grabbed Karl Malone. And when the refs was like, you know, well, we didn't see it. There's nothing we could do. Karl Malone decided to take matters into his own hands. And the rest of that game, Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman fought. But I'm looking at, you know, I don't know where Kevin Durant is getting this bad boy image from. I don't know where he feels where this natural hatred or whatever was born. You got any ideas, sis?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Well, I think it's because nobody thinks that he can hold down a team, so he has to try to reinvent himself from when he was arguing with himself. So I think this is the new him that he's invented.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
You do like it?
I don't know if I like it because it don't fit him.
Right.
Like, that's just not, you know, first of all, you need to go comb your hair. Like, it's so much stuff that people can say to him. Like, why, when you arguing with somebody, you know what I'm saying? You got to be right. You know what I'm saying? When you arguing with somebody, like, you can't be needing a comb and a brush. I'm sorry.
Good.
Yes, sir.
I feel that Kevin Durant is beyond the comb and a brush, and sulfur 8, and all that. Brothers need to go ahead and shave it. Let's just take a call on this. What's up, Ted? What's happening, bro?
What's going on, Ted?
What's going on, everyone? How y'all doing this evening, Kel Corner family?
All right. All right.
Yeah, well, I agree. Like you say, Kel, ain't no hope for his head. He just need to go on and cut it off. Go ball. What you trying to say? What you say? You know, like you say, Lady T, you need a comb, a brush, you need a rake. You, man, dude, just cut it off. Just cut it off, you know?
I was looking at his sideburns and the way it connects to his mustache, and I swear all I could think of was Hansel and Gretel and those little burnt breadcrumbs to lead their way back home. I'm like, Durant, cut it off, bro. Just cut it, Joe.
Yeah.
Cut it. But go ahead, Ted.
Well, his demeanor, how you trying to get a bad boy image?
It seems like it. It seems like he is, right?
As far as you know, when he was tweeting and doing all this stuff, you know, he put a target on his back and stuff, you know, and so he has to, I guess, bag it up, you know, in a sense. And then, know, I guess he did a battle, man. I mean, I don't know. But like you said, it doesn't really fit him. It doesn't fit him. Just go out and play ball, man, because it shows, man. All you got to do is blow you over. You down, you know? And I don't know if you got any skills as far as street fight, but you know, play ball, you know, because when you falling down to the ground, so you can, you know, you can be
right.
Have wiry strength, but he don't even have wiry strength.
I'm going to say this.
Growing up and see Pleasant. And playing ball at C Pleasant Rec Centers, bruh, you have to know how to fight. You have to know how to fight, or they gonna agitate and pick on your hind parts every single day. Jone you out and pick on you every single day. So I'm going to bank on the fact that at least until they started seeing greatness in Kevin Durant, they bothered him. At least until they start seeing he's a great player, or he started outgrowing his other AAU teammates. You know, because there's two things that'll save you: your size and your talent. So we know he had both of those. We know he had both of those. So I just, you know, to me, I'm just asking, dude, where did you get this rah-rah, I'm that dude attitude from, man? Because like you say, Ted and Treats, it doesn't fit him. It doesn't fit him, Joe. You trying to be somebody that you're not. That's not you. How do we know? How do we know? Because you won the championship, and the first thing you thought of was going back to see Pleasant and put a spark in these kids' eyes. How could you be a role model like that in one hand, and in the other hand, you cursing, and I mean obscene, vulgar language to your competitor? But go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, he do try. He does sometimes get outrageous with it. I can understand, you know, in the heat of the battle, emotions get high. The heat of battle, you know, and you can get like that sometimes. But sometimes, like you said, he does seem like he's making up for something. Like he got to prove that he's tough, you know, and what have you. So, like you said, he does sometimes go over excessively, you know, on how he carries himself on that court, because he does have little kids looking at him. Whether you like it or not, being called a role model, you are. You know, little kids are looking up to you guys. They're looking up to you. They look at you guys, and they want to follow you, and they want to emulate you. So you can't do that.
That's true.
You know, so. But in the heat of the battle, you know, but this ain't, that wasn't playoff situation. Ain't like it's a regular season game, you know. And if you want to get Roddy on somebody, get Roddy on his teammates so to get that vaccination.
Yeah, true that. Come on, Lou. What's up, bro?
Hey,
bro. Good afternoon. Well, you know, as much as players don't want to admit that they are role models, they are. Like 57 just said, you know, because kids do look up to them, and you know they want to go there, like you know the football players, the baseball players, well, maybe more so football players now than baseball back in our day, you know, and they owe it to them. But when they see something stupid, you know, then, you know, they got to think twice about that, because you've seen how athletes can be, you know, well, off the field, but off the field antics. You know, but the kids do look up to them. The kids look up to them, and they want to be with them. They think what they do, well, it's, you know, if they do something stupid, they think, oh, it's okay. I mean, you know, baseball players are doing it, so why can't I? No, you don't have to imitate everything they do. That's the problem. Because, remember, kids imitate everything that they see. Well, almost everything. You know, and there's something that you shouldn't do.
Yeah, but for a child that knows no better, it feels good when you're able to release, when you're able to show that stress emotion and get that out of your body. So to these kids, I mean, we look at I remember my son threw a temper tantrum over a crayon that he had in his hand. I was like, dog, what are you doing? You got the crayon in your hand, man. Go ahead and color with it. And he's like, right. It's not coloring how I want it to. What the hell?
Right.
Well, son, you got to change up how you doing it then, you know?
But
funny, just today, I came in, I asked him, I said, how was school? And he was like, it was okay. And I could tell by the way he answered me that something went wrong. So I asked him what happened. He said, well, I got this teacher. She is a stickler for the no headphones or no hoodie rule. I said, son.
No hoodie.
If you ask me for something, you're talking to me, and I put my headphones on or my hoodie on during your asking me or communicating with me, you don't think that's disrespectful? And he said, you know what, Dad, I didn't think about it that way. I said, well, that is what your teacher is thinking. That is what she feels, you know.
It's trying to tell you. Teach you some respect.
Exactly. And he saw the other side of it, and he was like, okay, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about the little kids that are watching Durant and Bede, you know, and they don't have anybody to explain to them
that they're wrong.
Another side. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where these guys are failing to me. Yes, you're an adult, but I don't care what Charles Barkley says about you're not role model. You are a role model, dude.
You are a role model, believe it or not.
Yes. The moment you came from the ghetto, with a basketball, and your name is synonymous with basketball, you're rich beyond what these children are. You are a role model, dude. It's an automatic day, right?
Yeah, that beat me up when Chuck said that. That really gets me. I'm like, dude, like you say, you regardless of whether you want to or not, you are like people are looking at you, and that's why I go with saying what Juwan Howard did. You know, not only are you a coach and you're a teacher of young men, you got parents that's entrusting in you. They're young kids, you know. So, you know, that's why I say it was very, very. That was very detrimental to what he did. You know, shouldn't have fired him enough. But that's something he need to really correct and look at his temper. You know, I understand things get heated, but when you got other people that's following you, that's looking up to you, especially your man, you got other people that's under you. You got to watch the actions. You know, some things you have to let go and just be a bigger man, whatever it is. And just not engage in that, you know, and try to handle the situation in a different way. And then also it goes with sportsmanship, how they try to teach young people into shaking hands when you got coaches that don't even shake hands and stuff and do whatever they do. So like you said, you got whether you like it or not, you're right. If you're a man or a woman, you got a little girl or a young man, young boy looking up to you, looking at you. Whether you know it or not, they looking at you. You know, so you got to set the example.
That's right. Just going to the Huckleberry. What's up, Huckleberry?
All right.
What's up, Huckleberry?
He going to learn today, baby. What's up, sis?
Hey, now.
Hey, y'all.
Ted, everybody that's on here that I didn't mention, Lou.
Hey, y'all know what? 57 is a freaking idiot. Do you hear me? Because when Tree said, you know, what she talked about earlier about me coming over and doing electrical work, this Bama sent a picture to Tang Fong of a dude getting electrocuted. And, I mean, not even 10 minutes after that, my ass got shocked by the wires.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We didn't know that the switch was on. I was putting a ceiling fan up in her kitchen, and we didn't know that the switch was on. Man, I was touching that ground wire and that hot lid. Look, it wasn't nothing but the end of the wire. It was a jacketed wire all the way down.
Yeah.
But just the end, the exposed end, touched my head, and I said, I jumped off that ladder. Teresa's like,
yes,
he did. What's on? I was like, the power on. She said, no, it's not.
Yeah.
She said, We was controlling it with this remote. I said, nah, it's a switch somewhere. So we hitting switches all around the kitchen. And then she was like, oh, you know what? Kel, I forgot. This is the switch we taped. I said, well, I bet you that's the switch that control that thing. And your butt said that.
Okay.
Hold on. She's trying to fire you up,
ain't she?
Man. That Bama 57.
Hey, look.
No, they wanted constant power over there to that because they want to control the fan by the remote. So it needs constant power. So what's and I don't know why I didn't think about this, T. All I had to do was tie your hot leg and your switch leg together, put a wire nut over it, and you had constant power. Yeah, I'm sorry. We were.
I
hope don't nothing happen to bruh.
Whatever, Bama.
You got single in our bio.
Hey, look, and I started to call Tang this morning. Say y'all still in the dark. I'm a man. Look.
Our motto says we will never leave you in the dark. So I don't think so. I don't think he left with them in the dark,
I'm glad you're okay, bro.
He didn't come in the dark, sir. He came into a ceiling fan.
It flew completely over y'all.
Don't tell me that's no bro. 57.
Now, I'm just telling y'all the jerk that 57 is and how funny it was that picture became a reality, all except for it wasn't in a panel. It wasn't in a panel. It was just 120. You know, y'all, that people are scared of electric, but 120 help your heart. That's when they do that clear charge, that ain't number 120. That ain't number 120. So thank you for beating up a brother hard a little bit, 57. But go ahead.
I gave you a warning. But when y'all talking about the role models, I'm 50-50 on that. You know, I agree with Charles a little bit, but you can't be spitting on people's face in the audience and stuff like that.
No, you can't.
You know, I think sometimes, you know, and I'm not saying everybody, it's like you can tell Kel that you've been a good father and you raised a good child because immediately when you talk to him, you didn't have to he didn't walk away from you not understanding what you were trying to say. He understood immediately because he was raised correctly. He was raised correctly, you know. And so all I'm saying is that sometimes we take that you're a role model too far. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that compliment.
You're welcome.
And second,
y'all about to get mushy?
No. This girl, you know what?
Kumbaya moment
yet.
And stuff. Kumbaya.
You know what I'm saying? You know
yeah, kumbaya. Okay, I got you.
Right.
But, you may not choose to be, but you are, bro. You may not want to, but you are.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not, you're being watched. Everything you do, everything you do. I remember as a kid, we would get the what was it called? The Prince George's Journal back then. I'm sure some of you are familiar with the PG Journal. And this was before the internet, before SportsCenter and all that. We would read about our pro athletes and what's going on and everything. And you would find groups of little boys sitting at the cafeteria table or in homeroom period, and they're talking about what they're reading about. And some of us were smart enough to turn the volume down on the TV.
Yeah.
So mom and dad ain't know we were still up watching. And we would talk about everybody wanted to be the one that saw the action, you know? So we would talk about, you know, we would talk about Charles Barkley throwing dude through the window and things of this nature. And for some of us, who like 57 just said, our minds would go to that dimension because the player that we admire is there. So we would automatically go to that. So, yeah, you may not want to be, and it should be a situation where every child, I pray and wish all the time that every child had a role model, someone they could talk to, someone that could reach them and could, you know, handle situations that come about in their lives. But that's a perfect world. And this is everything but. This is everything but. Let's take a call from my man Ron. What's up, Ron?
What up? Ain't nothing. Hey, look, I had a role model. Ain't nothing. Chilling. Had a role. Yeah, my role model.
I'll be back.
And look, check it out. My role model was an sexy lady with a Coke bottle body. That's my role model. What's going on, baby Bell?
Not much, bro.
Yeah. Hey, look.
I like your role model.
Hey, look. That Coke bottle had a lot of good stuff to say, didn't it?
Yeah, Pepsi, Coca-Cola.
I'm backing out.
I'm
doing like
Bart Simpson
right now, and I'm backing right on out. My
hands
up.
Hey,
look, A&W,
you know.
A&W root beer.
Right, you got it. You got it, bro. You got it.
Yeah,
you
went.
You
went, dog. No, they were good until they turned into a leader. Once they turned into a leader, you had to let them go.
I'm done. I was hearing y'all, right?
And you know what I'm saying? I personally had a role model, you know, at the times, you know. I forgot who it was. It was me. No, I'm just playing Steve.
I don't know.
So, no, Stephen A. Smith, that's my role model for 23. I mean, well, when I was working on first watching Cold Pizza before he came to First Take, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way he analyzed sports, the way he, you know, break things down. And I think he's a cool brother. So, you know, by me, having the privilege to, you know what I'm saying, analyze sports with y'all, I am privileged, and I thank y'all because Stephen A. Smith did teach me some things about research. He taught me some things about, you know, on some real stuff, research is very important because if you don't know what the heck you talk about, you ain't going to get no ratings.
Yeah, this is true.
You know
I want my co-host to rip this one because she over there talking about, I need to know what you on about. I need to know what you on about. I know already, but I need everybody to know.
So y'all know Stephen A. Smith is a coon. Let me just go ahead and say that.
You said a raccoon.
Okay. Cricket, Yeah, you can say a rat. You can call him a raccoon. You can call him whatever, but just put the coon on the end. Put the coon on the end, okay? Any of us black people, they got darker melatonin in their melatonin in their skin, right? Melon in their skin. He's going to dog them. He's going to dog walk them like the dog that he think they are. But if they are light and have no melon in their skin, he loves them. They can't do any wrong. If he do something wrong to them, he will immediately apologize. He never apologized to any black person ever. Yes, what'd you say? I was talking. I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. You know what you do to
him? No, go ahead.
You feed him the burntest barbecue rib that's on the grill. That's what you do. The blackest rib on the grill.
No, you don't give him anything because he can't come to my barbecue. Yeah. He can't. He's not
Thank you.
Yeah, he's not welcome. I don't feed anybody. I'll feed anybody, but I'm not feeding him. I'm not feeding him because he don't treat us right. He don't give us the same equality that he gives every other athlete. He don't do that. He called people out their names. He called people. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
JJ Redick is the only other athlete that's not black that Stephen A. he gives it to J.J. Redick, but J.J. Redick gives it right back. J.J. Redick don't play. Mm-hmm. He ain't scared of him. He gives it right back to Stephen A. And real quick,
Kevin Durant, too.
But Kevin Durant, they fusses with too many people all the time.
You are
officially the best player in the league. This is the title that your peers have placed on you. The best player in the league. The best player on this planet. On this planet, all the basketball players, you are considered the best on the planet. It's time for you to carry yourself that way. So what? This one said that or that one said this. Now, I can understand wanting to get back at Stephen A because Stephen A has a platform. Stephen A has people listening to him. So I can understand you wanting to get back at Stephen A. But, dude, you don't have to argue with everyone like you do. So what?
Yeah.
You know, listen, my mother used to always say, son, they talked about Jesus, and this is the man that saved their soul. What are you doing for them? Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing at all. Your whole aim and goal and focus every day is to make UKL the best that UKL can be. Why are you worried about what other people think, what other people are saying? She should say the jailhouse and the grave are full of people who worried about other people's opinions. And I said, you know what? I don't want to be either one of those. I don't want to be either one of those. So what did I do? To hell with people and what they think. Am I happy? Am I okay with myself? Yes. And that is the problem I feel. Problem that I feel with Kevin Durant. He's not happy with himself. He's not happy with himself. Dude, you have succeeded every goal that you have set for yourself. According to the documentary, the little note, the list that you wrote on the refrigerator, You said you wanted to be in the NBA. You wanted to be an NBA champion, and you wanted to be the MVP. Dog, you've done all,
yeah, all three
that.
Of them.
Why are you not happy? Why?
Hey,
somebody
it's a haircut.
Did something?
It's a haircut.
It's a haircut.
Somebody said it's a haircut.
It's a haircut. I'm telling you, it's a haircut.
Ron, I'm not saying, I mean, look, listen, you can like mm-hmm. Stephen A. Smith because that's your opinion, and I'm not debating your opinion, but what I'm just saying, I don't like him. I know you do. I don't like him because he don't like us.
It's okay because we all have, you know, opinions, and we all not going to like the same things. But like I said, I don't know him personally, but based on what he says on First Take, far as, you know, letting them players know you could do better than what you're doing. And, you know, you can't tell me no players ain't watching no First Take and ain't getting motivated when Stephen A. is, you know, talking trash to them so they could get better. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, this is why I admire him because I don't think he trashes people, like, on purpose, but I feel as though he wants, you know, he feels as though players could get better and could be better than what they are. Like Carson Wentz,
hey,
he could be better than what he are. You
hey,
know?
Ron,
I mean,
Ron,
for example.
There's a thin line between motivation and jealousy, okay?
Yeah.
And Stephen A. Smith crosses that line repeatedly, okay? There's a thin line between motivation and jealousy. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Can I ask you what he could be jealous of, my ass?
Because he wanted to be an athlete, but he blew his knee out and got his coach fired. Okay, got his coach fired, and he's been disgruntled ever since. So he said, "Well, if I can't play the sport, I guess I'll talk the sport." So half of what he's talking about is because that's what he want to do. He been want to do that his whole entire life.
Come on,
thank you for
not
that.
Not just the blown knee, physically. His physical stature compared to these other guys. Stephen A. Smith is a small guy. He's not a big guy.
Yeah, he's like 5'11".
Exactly. And
but,
you hear him, and this is where the jealousy come in. Boy, if I was that height, I'd do this, I'd do that, man. Come on, dog. Report.
But he'll be good for WWE, though.
Yeah, Michael
but that's the thing. It was, but that's what I'm saying. It's the expectation. Like he had expectation, and well, I didn't even see. Thank y'all for that because I didn't know he blew out his knee. I didn't know all these things.
Know,
but
let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else. You did wrong.
What's that?
He went around to all the high schools when Kwame Brown came out and told everybody, "Don't be like the bus." Don't be like him.
Bus?
Don't be like Kwame Brown. Don't be like Kwame Brown. They call him the bus. Don't be like because he was a bus. They trying to say he made it to the NBA, but he was a bus when he got there. Like he was a bum. And I'm saying,
well, he was.
If somebody came out of poverty, right? Out of poverty, how can you call him a bum?
Hold on, somebody said it. Somebody just said it.
Well,
I heard it.
I did. He was a bum.
I know.
No,
I heard it.
Listen.
I mean, he was a bum. What did
he wasn't
do?
A great player. No,
he
wasn't a great player.
He made it to the NBA. Give him credit for that, but he was a bum
once he got there. No. Listen. Hold on,
that's
bro. Hold on, because that's just like when his 30 for 30 come out. Y'all got to wait for his 30 for 30 to come out, too, because it's always two sides to a story. And
I saw it for real life, sis.
No,
I saw
did.
It for real
you
life on
no,
TV.
You
I saw
him
on the.
Life.
I saw what I saw on the court for real
there.
Life. I'm talking about what I saw on the court. I'm talking about what I saw on the court. What I saw on the court. I don't have to go home with him. I'm talking about what I saw on the court. What I saw on the court. I don't care about all of that. I don't pay to see all of that. I don't care about none of that. What I saw on the court. He was a bomb 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 on the court. Well, a whole lot of people don't rob people. A whole lot of people don't rob people. That's fine.
Hold on, y'all. Now, yes.
What bum you know made 50 million? Name them.
That's not the point, Tree. That's not the point.
For me, it was.
Live up to it. He did not live up to the expectation due to the pressure on him mentally. He was not prepared to handle it. He was not prepared to handle it. And I can go with both of you guys on this. I'm not going to go as far as to call the man a bum because he wouldn't have been in the league if he was a bum. You know what I mean? If he was just trash. I think that,
okay, I'll do
I
it
think
for
that
you.
The competition – the competition was just too much. He couldn't handle the pressure playing with grown men. And he couldn't get – because I remember sometimes Kwame Brown did the exact right thing. But unfortunately, there was also times where he did the wrong. So I can understand what both of you all are saying. But I wouldn't go that far to say the man is a bum. I'll just say he couldn't reach the potential of performance that was expected. And listen, Michael Jordan is a hard-ass man. Michael Jordan is a hard dude. I mean, from fighting his teammate and the littlest teammate on his team at that, but fighting his teammates, arguing with the front office and general managers and everything. Michael Jordan was a hard man to work for, to work with. So I mean, Kwame just wasn't ready for that. He wasn't ready for that at all. But I wouldn't call the man a bum. I just wouldn't. That's my opinion, you know.
But because of the key word you said, sir, expectations.
Yeah.
That's the key word of everything, expectations.
Yeah.
If you're not going to do well, it's not Stephen A. The media is going to fire your ass
well,
fire your butt
up. He's part of the media.
Huh?
Stephen A. is
we
part
are?
Of the media. That's who he is. He's part of the media.
Yeah. Exactly. Expectations, and you're going to catch it. And, I mean, like I said, I didn't know about the blown-out knee he had or whatever, but he found his niche. We've all found out niche some way, somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but you know,
some of us still be looking.
but
some
you
of
know
us
what,
do,
though?
Some of us don't.
But you know what? The way Stephen A. Smith has found his niche, he has landed himself in the realm of freaking sellout. The way he
I was
going to
say that at the expense of at the expense of
But anyway, let's go on to James Harden because I don't understand it. What's going on in Philly where these stars are in Philly and can't perform? You know, Ben Simmons, and now James Harden. Is it time for us to take that crown off of Doc Rivers? Your boy, Ted. Your boy. Is it time for us to stop?
Yeah, crown. Who gave him a crown? Who gave him a crown?
Who gave him the crown?
If you speak to different people around the NBA, Doc Rivers is held in high regard. He's held in high regard, not just as a former player, but as a coach as well.
Mm-mm. He used to be. He's old enough. Don't you know how they say? Father Time. Nobody beats him.
Yeah. Nobody.
Yeah. Doc. Nobody. Yeah. Doc. Father Time beating on your back. He beating on your back. Well, you need to go home and sit down for a little bit and recoup.
Yeah, the words of John Cena.
He's doing all the same stuff he's been doing 5 years ago. He's still doing the same things he's been doing 5 years ago. Like that, it's not working. That's like the Lakers trying to do the triangle.
Yeah.
Not gonna work.
The words on John Cena. Your time is up. My time is now.
Yeah. And you can't see me. He also say you can't see me. He also say
fighting words.
Yeah, you can't see me. And put his hand in front of his face. No, I mean James Harden can't see that basket. But there's a lot of blame to go on down there. Because if Doc Rivers not doing a job, they sitting right there in the front office watching. Ain't nobody saying nothing. So they must like what's going down.
Because of the respect.
Well, they're just thinking they're going to get it together.
Just because of the respect that the name garnishes, yeah? It's the respect for Doc Rivers, you know? Oh, he's going to figure it out. We're going to get it together. Everything will be all right. Well, I'm here to tell you, man, everything ain't going to be all right because everything ain't all right.
No.
All right. And it's getting better. I mean,
well, at least everything is going to be all right. what seed the 76ers is like third or fourth? They three or four right now.
I think they're second.
See, we have expectations.
No, they third.
They're out there. Okay,
expectations.
Third.
But we have expectations with them.
But you got to understand where the expectations come from. Harden has been the man all over this league. The only place I remember Harden not being that dude, that dog, was Houston. But nobody was in Houston. You know, everybody wanted out of Houston. So I can understand the morale being low and the output as a player being low. Dude, you in Philly, the number two team in the East, and you're going through a shooting slump. Where is your head at, man? What's going on? And Doc, as a coach, I know you're seeing this. What ways have you tried to pull this young man out of this spot? Because you've seen it before. You've seen it before. You yourself has gone through a slump. You yourself has dealt with a situation where you weren't shooting, and the basket looked like a pinhead instead of a bike tire to you, bike rim. Excuse me.
Okay.
You know, dude. You know, this is what you're paid the big bucks for, bro. This is what you're paid the big bucks for. So you got to show and prove. You got to show and prove who you are and what you can do. And right now, you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What'd you say, Ron?
Kel.
No, that's
Kel, really, I don't, you know, I think it's some of what Sis was saying earlier. I don't think it's all on Harden. I don't think Doc Rivers has devised a plan or a scheme for the new player that he has. And I think something that hasn't been seen, but I think you can see it underneath, Mackey and Harden, Mackey wants the ball more. And, you know, and I think there's a struggle going on right there. You know, you can see sometimes when they come down the floor, Mackey could have gave the ball up, but won't give it up. You know, so I think it's part of it is what Sis was saying, and I think it's part of it is that struggle that's going on, and Doc hasn't figured out how to get everybody involved without there being any kind of animosity.
And you know what, 57, now that you bring that up, I remember that inbounds play where James Harden was standing right there, nobody guarding him.
Yeah.
And Mackie threw purposely.
Did not
throw
it.
The ball.
Mm-hmm.
Did not throw it to him. He threw it to the what's the light skinned guy's name, Treat? The one you said you loved.
Tobias Harris.
Tobias Harris. He threw that ball to Tobias Harris. Now, Tobias Harris wasn't covered either because they was all in the back court. But still,
right.
It's like, okay, James Harden is right there in
but
front
James
of
him. But James Harden had his hands out for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that part?
Yeah.
He had his hands out, like, waiting for him to throw me the ball.
Right,
and he threw it the
right.
other way.
I know
to
one
the
thing.
Other dude. So, yeah, I know exactly what 57 talking about.
If I had a playmaker like John Harden on the team, and I could,
right.
I ran like Mackie does, I wouldn't worry about who had the ball in my hands. I would just move.
Exactly.
I would just move because he gonna get you the ball. He gonna get you the ball. He gonna get it to you in that spot where you want it. So that animosity right there, it got to, if it's there, it got to be coming from Mackie because Harden been around long enough to be over that. He should be at least.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And he's played with enough teams to not even allow something like that to interfere with his game, man.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
What about Mackie? You know? But what Mackie's role with this? By him not, you know what I'm saying, passing him the
he's
ball.
He's only 2 years in.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's a jealousy thing on the far as the teammates, and that's bad.
But see, Ron, that's where
veteran.
Doc come in at. But that's where
exactly.
Doc come in at, Ron. Because he's supposed to nip that in the bud off the break. When because if we talking about it, he saw it too. And we at home. So
if we need to address that.
In our little Kale's corner, and we talking about it here at Kale's corner, then you know he saw that.
Yeah.
He saw that, y'all.
Yeah.
He saw that. So he got to nip that in the bud. He got to pull Mackie to the side and be like, look, you need to leave your ego at home. And you know what I'm saying? Because we are trying to win this game.
Win a title, exactly.
So, right, the title. The bigger picture is the title. That's right, 57. The bigger picture is the title. So,
yeah. The only picture, the title. Check your attitude, your temperament, and all that at the door. We have something that we're trying to accomplish, man. Maxie, dude, look, man, I know you're a young player, and I understand that there's going to be situations and circumstances that you're just not comfortable with. But we're not going to let that screw us from winning. We're not going to let that take our opportunity away from us. Again, Philly is number two in the East, man. They're number three. I'm sorry. That's right. Number three, which is still a good position. It's still a good position. That means home playoff games, right? That's home playoff games. Yeah. Unless they play 1-2, everybody they play is beneath them. So they would have home field advantage. Go ahead, Ted.
Can I chime in on this? Like the perspective, like I said, it is jealousy going on because I saw the game the other day, and I was saying to myself, when Harden was at the free throw line, it's like he was directing Danny Green, telling people where to go, you know? And I was saying to myself, he telling Danny Green got championships, you know? And I'm like, okay, he's coming in with authority in there and with voice in there, and which is good in some cases, but then also you got them guys that's been there that's been putting in that work like, hey, who the hell you think you is telling me this and that? So like you said, it's a jealousy going on, animosity going on. And Doc needs to, you know, do his part as a coach. We don't know what he's saying to him and this and that, but also you can say what you can say to a player, but they have to carry it out and execute it. You know, but then also, where's Embiid at? Where's his accountability as being a leader? I don't see him even taking no type of control of his team, no type of leadership of his team. All he want to do is get the ball and shoot or get the ball and bring it up.
But that's what I said, Ted. Y'all remember when I said that to you? Me and you had that conversation?
Uh-huh.
And I said, and B is not a leader. He is not a leader.
He should be, but he's not.
And B was going on. Why they can't nip this in the bud? This is an easy fix. Because if I'm the coach and I'm telling you, look, this is what it is, Maxie, to the 2 year player, a 2 year player, you will be sitting down for 2 more years. You'll be sitting down for the rest of the contract.
Right.
You can't do what I need you to do, sir. You ain't no Embiid. You're not Kobe. You're not Mike. Okay? So you need to sit down.
You beautifully said,
sister, we're going to put a bow on that right there. 563-999-3782. When we come back, NFL time.
Bust it.
Oh, boy.
This here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down because you're overzealous. Play hard to get females, get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move.
You know, I love that. This song makes me think of Bernie Mac when he was playing the husband and how to be a player. He walked up to his house, and the young boys was in front of his house with their music going on while Bill Bellamy was inside the house with his wife. And he was like, come on, you high yellow, you know what? Bust a move. Bust a move. So, yeah, that reminds me of that. The NFL has a crazy offseason going on right now. We got the ageless wonder talking about he wants to come back. We got Mitchell Trubisky trying to replace Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers. Russell Wilson has made his way to the Broncos, and Carson went to the Washington football team. And Deshaun Watson is set to have a meeting with the Panthers, Cleveland, and the Saints. I believe in my heart of hearts, the Saints will be the winner of the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes. I'm going to just put that out there right now. I believe in my heart of hearts, the Saints will be the winner. But
They is the AFC South. So it makes sense. Because he was in the AFC South. So by him being the Saints, he'd be in the NFC South. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I also heard that the Panthers make sense because of the fact that where he went to college ain't too far from where they play, and also he got a home atmosphere, like in a sense. I don't know where he comes from, where he was born, but they say it's not far from as far as where the Carolina Panthers stadium is at and where they play. So he got a good fan base already built there. So that's why they say it might be a good fit for him. I don't know as far as where he would go, but it'd be a good fit. And that's the reason for that. He goes there.
We got screwed in this game. We did.
I was waiting to hear your opinion on Mitchell Trubisky joining up with the Steelers. I was waiting to hear your
opinion.
I'd rather
go with Haskins as the starting quarterback.
And 57, I knew you was going to say that, but I watched when Washington played the Lions.
And, dude, it was like every third down, Haskins was either overthrowing the ball, underthrowing it, interception. He was taking sacks. Dude, I seriously don't think Haskins is getting it for some reason. And I'm not going to say, oh, he black, and, you know, that nonsense that is put on young black quarterbacks. But for some reason, it's not clicking in Haskins' head.
Mm-hmm.
And as a coach, you can't put your job and your reputation on a young man who's just not getting it, who just doesn't understand it, man. You can't. I would love seeing Haskins play. I would love to see him out there. But I just don't have faith in him. It still seems as if other things are more important than playing quarterback.
Well, Kel, I think we're still going on what happened 3 years ago here with Washington,
mm-hmm.
instead of looking at it, maybe his maturity in Pittsburgh, sitting behind someone else for a year or so. So we haven't seen that Haskins yet, you know? So that's what we need to see.
Well, you know who has that coaching staff, that quarterback.
And ain't nobody said anything bad about him yet. Nobody.
No. But going out and picking up Mitchell Trubisky says all
that makes it worse.
Well, we were looking for a quarterback anyway. We're not sure on either one of them, the Mitchell Rudolph, the one we got, or Haskins. So that's not really saying a whole lot, because we still got a quarterback, and we got a veteran that's been on the team for at least 5 years, and we're not even sure about him.
Yeah.
You know, so that's on the sale about us right there, that we would go get a when I say loser, I don't mean he's a loser as a person, but as his record, he's not a winner. And we went and got him instead of the two guys we already have.
What's his record?
57. Can I ask you a question? 57? That means that Cleveland Browns going to the Super Bowl this year? Cleveland Browns going to the Super Bowl this year? Cleveland Browns going to the Super Bowl this year?
I don't see why Cleveland would go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Why not? Cleveland is not. They're not going to
Cleveland won't even win the division.
They're not going to get Deshaun Watson. He's not, man. Who wants to go? Do you remember Cleveland is the organization that had SARS in their locker room? The filthy showers and the bacteria was causing players to get.
Yeah.
That was Cleveland, bro. Don't nobody want to go there. And I'm pretty sure they've cleaned it up. Because no reports have come out from anyone having those scabs now. Because I remember that wide receiver, I forgot who it was, but the owner put it out there that he had gotten sick, and it was a venereal disease. Him and his wife came out and was like, yes. Him and his wife came out and was like, no, the hell it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was that filthy shower and locker room. That's why my husband contracted this disease. You know what I mean?
What kind of disease? What kind of disease?
It was a skin bacteria from
the
fungus.
Okay.
From the fungus,
that can happen. You're right.
You talking about when that man had staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because that's a bacteria. You can die from that.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what Alex Smith had.
Yep.
So do y'all know Deshaun Watson had a meeting with the Seattle Seahawks? Well, he canceled because he said he didn't want to work. He didn't want to go out there. He didn't want to work there.
Well, that's what I was getting ready to say, sis. I think with everything that happened to him, all and now you like, okay, you got another chance. The lies have been proven, basically. I think you would want to go home. That's why I think the Saints and the Carolina, because that puts him close to home right there, like Ted was saying earlier. He played for Clemson, so he right there in his area. And right now, I would want to be around my family or friends after what I just went through.
I don't see him fitting in with Cleveland no way. Like, I don't see him fitting in that how they do business over there. I don't see him fitting in that,
right,
in that scheme.
Well, and Cleveland still has Baker Mayfield. What are you going to do with Baker?
You know,
they ain't going
to
give him up.
They trying to
dump
trade him.
Dump him.
Yeah, they trying to get rid of him. He on the trade block.
And y'all check it out. On the Saints, they don't have the coach no more. So I don't know who's the coach now, but they don't have Sean Payton as the coach anymore. So that's not attractive a place to want to go.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like if Sean Payton was there, then I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, I need to go there. You know,
absolutely.
He's gonna make me a winner.
Let me give you guys one.
Lou and Tang's Cowboys, they hot on the heels of Sean Payton. They want him back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, he's going there.
Oh, absolutely.
He's going to get him.
Gerald Spain said, tell any available quarterback that the Giants, we need a good quarterback.
give me some of those.
Yeah.
Give me some of those online.
He said,
comments,
tell them to go to the Giants. We need a good quarterback.
Daniel Jones.
I don't think Daniel Jones is a bad quarterback. I don't think
he's not
a quarterback.
I don't either.
Saquon Barkley is letting you guys down. Saquon Barkley is the one that's letting the Giants down. This man can't stay healthy. He's a phenomenal athlete, but he can't miss him. I always say, I always say your best ability is availability. And if you look at it, Saquon Barkley just has not been available, man. He has not been available. So, you know, I don't put that on Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is not a bad quarterback at all.
He's a good quarterback to me.
Yeah, he showed my team up. Serious. The Bama had what? A 40-yard touchdown scramble. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Say what you want about him, dog. He's a – I ain't going to say he's a beast, but he ain't a bad quarterback.
I was going to say, he good, but he ain't all that.
Okay, sis, don't go that far.
Yeah, don't go that far. He was playing y'all.
If you go back to the Dallas thing,
what the hell you mean he was playing y'all? Don't start.
Right, that's what I say too. And like, don't, you know, look at the measuring stick.
Y'all ain't here.
Hold on, 57. Let me address this real quick.
Yes.
What do you mean?
Hey, look, what the wrong say? Go ahead. Tree's trying to get me started.
If Dallas wins the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl this year, they will keep Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy.
If they lose, if they don't go to the Super Bowl, they're going to fire Mike McCarthy at the end of the year, and Sean Payton going to step in. The biggest loser out of all of this is Jameson Winston, because Sean Payton was bringing him along. Now we don't know where he might go because he was only on a 1-year contract. We don't know what might happen with him.
But he might just stay. He might stay 57 and be the second string.
I hope so, sis.
Jameis Winston
was doing pretty good before he got hurt.
Yeah, he was doing pretty good this year before he got hurt.
He's a quality NFL quarterback. He's not going to no CFL. No.
Ron got jokes tonight.
Yeah,
I don't know
what's wrong with Ron.
Ron tripping tonight.
But it's too many teams that need the services of Jameis Winston. He'll never make it down to the CFL because there's too many teams that want him. There's too many teams that are planning hush hush, but there's too many teams that want him. Now, I want you guys' honest opinion on Tom Brady, man.
Ooh,
I want
the
you guys'
man.
Honest opinion on Tom Brady.
He thinks his retirement.
Ron, why the hell do you keep saying the boogeyman? Why do you keep calling him
the
boogeyman?
He is the boogeyman.
I'm reading the post in Kale's Corner, and you got hashtag boogeyman. Become the boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
I'm going to tell you why can I give you a reason why I call him the boogeyman? Because
when
Matt Kellerman said to Stephen A. Smith when he was on that show, he was saying that Tom Brady is hanging off a cliffhanger. I didn't know what that meant at the time. He was saying that Father Time was catching up to him.
Yeah.
After no posters, how many Super Bowl rings did Tom Brady have after that?
Was it one?
One with New England. One with New England.
No.
The one wouldn't beat the Rams.
Those comments did not come out until he went to Tampa Bay. That's when those comments came out. So he's only won one since Matt Kellerman made that statement.
He was still in New England.
When he was in New England, he was a god. When he was with New England, he was a god in the football world, and no one would say that. No one would say that.
No one was last year.
But before the season started, they had asked him if he was with New England. He was with New England. Do we have enough time? You know, do we have enough to take New England to the Super Bowl? And Matt Kellerman basically boo-boo on that man, saying he's a cliffhanger, Father Time came, and blah, blah, blah. And he won the Super Bowl with New England. And then came to Tampa Bay and won the job. Because that was the time when Robert Kraft got charged with that thing that was going on, massage in a parlor or something like that. That thing was going on.
Human trafficking of young Asian girls. And
there you go.
I need you here, Tree, because I don't recall Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl and then leaving. I do recall Tom Brady not winning, and then that's when Belichick was like, see what I'm saying? And they let him go to Tampa Bay. And then he won, like I said, he won one more with Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
So he didn't win one more with New England. He won one more with Tampa Bay.
But nonetheless, thank you for correcting me, but nonetheless, what I'm saying is he has a lot of Super Bowls in his resume. Now, I don't know what years it is, but it's a lot of Super Bowls on the resume. So that's why I always say the boogeyman is back, and he's in the NFC East. Well, not NFC East, but he's with Tampa Bay again.
Well, you know what? He has enough Super Bowl on his resume to go sit his old decrepit ass down, man. You know, love your kids, man. Love your kids, man. For years your family has been without you because we know the type of dedication and perseverance Tom Brady puts into each football season. Yo, dude, you know, find something else in your home, with your home, about your home, that you enjoy and can see yourself loving and mature that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get that together. Dude, it's a young man's game. It's a young
Can I have a minute?
Game. And we saw hold on 57, you next. But we saw Tom Brady overthrowing the ball, underthrowing the ball, not getting it out on time. Yes, some will say, well, he still had a good season, but it wasn't the season that we're accustomed to. Go ahead, 57.
You know, if we keep talking about Tom Brady. If you had put Tom Brady someplace else, circumstance has a lot to do with everything. Tom Brady was a good quarterback, but you put him around a great offensive line, great running backs, a good coach, and he turns into one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. If Michael Jordan had went to the Clippers, would he have won 6 titles? You know, you just got
to
look at these guys come up and they great.
I was just going to say that to you, 57.
You know, they great, but you still got to be surrounded by support. You can't just, don't just roll the ball out on the court and say, Michael, we're going to sit down while you go out there and beat them by yourself. You know?
Facts.
So we want to crown Tom Brady and everything. He's a good quarterback, yes, and the way he plays, most likely when he goes somewhere, he's going to win because he ain't going to go to no losing team now. He's going to go to a team that got a possibility to go to a championship.
Right.
Yeah, and they have a good coach. That brings it all the way back. That brings it all the way back to, like, what we were saying in the beginning. Like, if any rookie coming out or sitting on a bench, third year player, sitting on a bench, if you sitting on a bench behind Haskins, right, and he did not went out there and acted the fool, you sitting behind Haskins, you're not learning nothing, right? You're not learning nothing at all. But if you get with the right circumstances, will make anybody be successful.
That's right.
But
yeah.
if you put somebody that don't know what they're talking about and doing, and you give them Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, would they be, like 57 said, Michael Jordan and Tom Brady? Would they be those guys? We don't know.
But
you know what I mean? Like, their work ethic would definitely be there. But if you have a work ethic, if you're the only one with the work ethic, right? Just like Iverson said, we was all at the club. Mike was in the gym.
Yeah.
Right. There's a difference.
Kobe.
Exactly.
Right. He said Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe was in
Kobe.
The gym.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Kobe was in the gym. He said he was just a different animal. Just a different person.
Oh. It's
now,
a 1-2.
Like you said, 57, put Kobe with the Clippers. Was he going to be Kobe, Mamba, Hot Sauce, all the acronyms that y'all give him? Is he going to be that person? Is he still that person? You know what I mean? Like, you got to put people where they can succeed. And then when they don't succeed, we call them bums.
Right.
We call him bums. You know what I'm saying? Like, he a bum.
She turned the corner, didn't she, bro? She turned the corner quick.
I never said that. That's what y'all was thinking.
We just like the way you brought that all the way back around, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
But if you really look at it, 57, that's what it normally be. It be a talented person, no matter who the person is. They can be so talented, you know what I'm saying? But if you put them in the wrong lane, they're not going to succeed. But if you put them in the right lane with the right people, everybody going to win. Everybody going to eat, everybody going to win, and ain't nobody going to be bums. Period.
Well, some people don't say it don't matter what lane you put them in.
Exactly.
They're going to crash.
That's true, too. That is so true, 57.
That Chicago Bulls team had players that they had to put to the wayside because them bammers was playing like bums. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And like you said, it took time. It took time to gel that talent together.
7 years.
But back to the point, and I'm glad we said this. How much time do we think Tom Brady has to gel with his teammates and win a Super Bowl? Serious. series.
Nah, man.
So you're telling me at 45, he's going to outplay these young men?
No.
I'm not going to say he's going to outplay them, but he's going to play longer than them with his age. He's going to play longer than average person.
He's done that all. He's
going
to
play longer
he's
than
done
average
that
person.
Already.
Well, he's going to play longer. He's going to play longer than the average person.
I don't think
for that family to give us our time back, man. Give us our time.
Yeah, you can't get it back.
Go ahead.
I don't even think that Tampa Bay is not going to go anywhere this year for real. And I'm a Tom Brady fan. I've been a Tom Brady fan for 22 years. The reason why I think he's not going to go anywhere because he confused everybody. Now, you think he's going to be retired? This man, Bruce Irvin, is what the coach name is. He's thinking about drafting a quarterback in the draft, you know, to take his place. Now, you be announcing that you coming off of retirement. Now, there's a lot of confusion, not on the field, but in the office, because now they don't even know where to go.
Nope. That's where you're wrong.
They wanted him to come back. They said it. Bruce Arians had a rough split up. He and Bruce Arians, it came out that it was because of Tom that this happened. It came out that it was because of Bruce Arians that this happened. I don't think Bruce Arians really wants to go through another season of that. Seriously.
That ain't what he said out of his mouth, though. Out of his mouth, he said, we welcome.
I was just about to say that.
Didn't he say it, sis? Out of his mouth, he said, the door is always open for Tom.
That's
what he said.
That was money. That was Belichick said he has to go because I can't be the coach I want to be with him a part of this team. Some of us say it was
but we were talking about Bruce Arians,
some of us
though.
It's the same situation. It's the same situation.
No, it's not, bro.
So I'm sorry, I apologize. You guys do not believe that statement made by Bruce Arians, which completely 180 degrees away from what he was talking once Tom retired, wasn't put on him by the heads of the organization. Y'all really don't think
all I can go by, Kale.
What?
All I can go by, Kale, is what he said.
Yeah.
What he said is, out of his mouth is that the door was open for Tom Brady. The owner said the door was open for Tom Brady, and the coach said Tom is always welcome back to this team. That's what they said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that like I said, that's an amazing turnaround from the things that Bruce Arians was saying at the end of their season. Now, I understand when your team fails, you're going to feel some type of way. I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
I truly do.
Go ahead, Kim. I was just going to say, it's like when you break up with somebody, now they ugly, you know what I'm saying, be stupid, and then, you coming back? My bad, you coming back? I love you, you're so cute. You're so cute, I love you.
So I got my baby back.
She was ugly all along. She was ugly all along. I was just on her face.
You know what? I ain't messing with you.
Yeah, hey, look.
Cutting up city. I'm trying to tell you.
Why do you think we rolled around in the car with her in the back seat and kneeling down on the floor? I can't be with that. Yeah. Going to McDonald's, give me two number six meals.
You silly.
And supersize that job. Yeah, that bad. Yes, sir. But no, seriously, though, I'm serious. I really, truly believe that comment that Bruce Arians made after the fact was coaxed by the owner of the team and the general manager. Because to them, which, like most people in that position in the NFL, Tom Brady can do no wrong. Tom Brady can do no wrong. And if something ain't right, oh, they made the mistake. Tom, it's kind of like that LeBron James situation where nobody wants to play with him. Like, because when the team win, it's LeBron was amazing. He did this and he did that. But when they lose, the team just did not show up. Okay, well, what did LeBron do? And listen, I think it was Tang and I talking. No, it was Debo. Debo and I talking. And after the Wizards played L.A., LeBron all sight, walking around, doing the little handshake and the high fives and the secret He-Man Hater Club, high fives and all that mess. They lost to Portland. He shook no one's hand and walked directly off the court. Directly off the court. Yeah.
How mean is that?
And ever since Debo said that, I watched it. I'm looking for it. Let me see exactly how this man is carrying on. And that's exactly what he's doing. And players are getting tired of taking all the blame, no kudos. You understand? And it's the same way. It's the same way with Tom Brady. Dude, you're the only quarterback on the team. You're the only one whose job is to hand that ball off or to throw it, unless it's a trick gadget play. So, your wife said, how can he throw the ball and catch it? Well, how could he not throw the ball in a place where it could be caught?
Oh, yeah, right. There you go, bro.
You know what I mean? Your husband shoulders some of the blame, and Bruce Arians, as I said, I'm serious, y'all. I truly, and in my heart of hearts, believe that his response to Tom Brady coming back was told to him. Because I heard him say all of that. Tom is welcome here. Tom can come and play for us. But if you look at Bruce Arians, when he was putting Tom down and blaming Tom last season, He said it with his chest. Thanks, sir. He said it with his chest.
Doesn't that have a little makes you question why Antonio Brown did what he did, right?
Antonio Brown was upset because he feels as though Brady didn't stand up for him like he promised. And in the end, you got seven Super
Bowls. How
could
he stand up for him while they was in the game?
Do what?
I said, how can he interact when they was in the game on what Antonio did after the game took his jersey off? How can Brady save him from that?
Well, there were plays. The ball was supposed to go to Antonio Brown.
Right.
But the ball went to everybody except for Antonio Brown, which was preventing him
which was preventing him from obtaining his bonus.
But I thought he got the ball. I thought he was getting catches, and he said that he couldn't go in because he was injured. He was hurt. But anyway, I wanted to ask, well, I don't know if it's tied, but I'm just trouble. But I wanted to ask you this question, Kale. Do you dislike Tom Brady?
Do I dislike Brady? No, I'm sick of him. There's a difference.
I'm with you, Kale. I'm not mad. I'm with you.
Well, I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers. I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers, really.
He
needs to go too. And Green Bay will regret $200 million, $153 million guaranteed. Green Bay will regret that. But the difference between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, Ted, you don't like Aaron Rodgers because he's running your division. Has been.
No, there you go. You can't tell. There you go. I told you. You can't keep telling me what I don't and like, and you can't tell me, man. You're not in my mind. You can't do that, Kale. So stop it. Let me finish. I don't like Aaron Rodgers because of just how his display about once for the Cobra, once is just how arrogant he is, but yet you haven't proved nothing. The year before, he had a chance to go. What did he do? He didn't run the ball in or he didn't throw it. He had four downs. He blew it. Well, actually, he had three. The coach didn't give him that fourth down because you blew it. But if you're supposed to be that man, you're supposed to get it done. Last year, he didn't get it done either at his home field. You know, and the point, Tom was first in everything. All the categories, Tom was first. I'm not a Tom Brady fan like that. I just appreciate just good football, just people or their greatness. He's a great football player. He's a great quarterback. You know, Aaron Rodgers only won one. He's a good quarterback, but he's not all of that. And he don't even, you know, subside his income so he can get other players. You know, Tom has did that all his career. Now they got jeopardy. They don't know if they're gonna get number 17 back. So, you know, I mean, as far as him being the best, that's what it is. Man.
Two words: franchise tag. Franchise tag. Okay, so that will get Adam back there. They put that franchise
for
tag
that.
On.
Let me tell you about the franchise tag. That's only one year. What if he get hurt? That's only 1 year. What if he get hurt? Because he don't want to play under that. He needs a guaranteed contract with some years on it.
It's your call, the Kirk Cousins tag.
Excuse me. A franchise tag, it is guaranteed. You make that money. That franchise
year,
Kato, value.
But what if he gets hurt? Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute, y'all.
You know what?
I want to make sure I understand. Go ahead,
Kim. Come on, brother. Come on, man. Come on in.
Much love, respect. Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing today?
What up?
What's up, Miss T? What's up with you, 007?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Hey, yeah. 57 and everybody. Hey, Lou.
What's happening with you, bro?
Ain't nothing.
You almost got your house burned down, I hear.
Oh, nah, man. That ain't what happened. We good over here, baby.
I told you about letting them jack legs come in there, bro.
We had a certified.
When that electricity ran through my body, my leg was jacked. I was shaking on that ladder like it was no dancing. But anyway, come on, Tank. What's your opinion on this? I don't know how much of it you heard, but I wanted to get your opinion.
What about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Sick of Tom Brady? How you feel about Tom Brady?
I'm gonna tell you like this. I know. I'm not sick of Tom Brady at all, but I don't think there's really nothing wrong with him coming back because all the grace that did it, man. He thought he was wanting to retire, but he didn't. Now, if he had did it two and three and four times like Brett Favre did, then yeah, I'd have been sick of it, man. But this is his first time coming back, so I'm not even really worried about it. I don't, because he can't play great football.
I can't believe y'all okay with this chastise our children for wanting attention and interrupting everything because they want
That's
attention.
That's not what that is.
But we okay. Yes, it is, dog. Yes, he didn't hear his name called. He didn't hear his name called as much as he normally do during the playoffs, and it bothered him. And it bothered him.
Okay. Well, that's a click to say he ain't got some unfinished business then. He got to come back because he needs to hear his name more. That's what
just
that
like
means.
Like that 18-0. Like that 18-0 would bother him. You know what I'm saying? He feels as though they the way he wanted to go out.
But, dog, appreciate your success. Appreciate your success, dog. What else you got to prove? To whom?
Hey, man.
It's just what he wanted. It's all the greats do it, man. Everybody we know that was a great, that was a GOAT. When they said they was finished, man, everybody in the world knew they wasn't done. If you knew sports, they wasn't done. They coming back.
Yeah.
Washington
don't get a chance to go. Is that why you don't like Tom?
Maybe.
Calm
yourself.
I don't like Tom Brady.
Calm yourself.
I don't like Tom Brady.
I don't like.
I don't like Larry Bird. I don't like Bruce Bochy.
I never liked Larry Bird.
Oh no, Tom! You say Larry Bird, bro?
You don't like
Larry Bird?
Hey, bro, hold on. Let me finish. I didn't like them as players, but I admire their game. I admire the way Bruce Bochy coached the San Francisco Giants, and they were just good coach. I didn't like them because they was beating my butt. That's why I didn't like them.
That's what you said it is.
Yeah.
Tom Brady?
I admire Tom Brady for being the coach, the player that he is. It was 10 Super Bowls, but do I like him because he was beating us? Hell no.
No, there it is.
Well,
especially that AFC championship against y'all.
The moment I disliked Tom Brady was doing that damn tuck rule, and they made that rule up for him. That was a fumble all day, every day, and I was watching Charles Woodson. I was watching Charles Woodson. And Tom Brady sitting down and going over that play frame by frame. And that was a fumble. But the league had an agenda, and Tom was a part of it. That's it. That's all, man. I don't like Tom Brady.
You know what, Brother Kale?
He's had a pacifier in his mouth damn near the whole time he was in the league. I watched quarterbacks, not just Washington quarterbacks, Chicago, San Francisco, Green Bay. I watched quarterbacks take hits like freaking real, and no flag gets thrown. I see guys purposely fly past Tom, don't even touch him, and they throw a flag for roughing the pass. This is why I don't like Tom Brady, because he soils the game that I love.
But he's not the one making the calls. He's not the one making the calls.
I know that, but the calls are being made for him. The calls are being made
for him. They still say the immaculate reception didn't happen. So what?
I see.
Anybody with eyes saw that the immaculate reception happened, dog. Anybody with eyes. You ain't even got to be a real football fan. You don't even have to be a real football fan. Well, they can dispute all they want to.
Now, there you go, Kale. That's where I wanted you to go. What good is it going to do?
But I mean, because I saw what I
even
saw.
Even with the tuck rule, what good is it going to do? But what good is it going to do? Ten Super Bowls later, the tuck rule didn't make a difference no matter how
mad he
got. He still went to the Super Bowl.
He hasn't won 10 Super Bowls.
He went to 10. He went to 10. I said 10 Super Bowls later. 10 Super Bowls later. I said it the way I wanted to say it, all right?
Yeah,
you
better
learn some electrician before you burn somebody's house down.
You make people that don't know football think he's 1 cent.
Well, then hopefully I'm talking to people that know football. Hopefully I'm talking to people that know football.
Hey,
right?
You never know. Somebody
ain't that what I'm doing?
Somebody could have read.
Ain't that what I'm doing?
Could have read, someone could have read the bio for the show and said, hey, that sounds amazing. I'm going to click on that.
Well, that's
and
on
see
them.
Exactly what they talk about on Kale's Corner. Don't do that.
Interpretation is everything. Interpretation is everything.
Don't be like that.
No, I am going to be like that. I'm talking to football people. You know what I'm talking about. I gotta specify to a certain way that he want me to say it because that's the way he want to say it. I said it the way I wanted
to
say it.
I'm trying to get you more.
No, Cal, I said 10 Super Bowls. That means he went to 10 Super Bowls.
Thank you.
I'm already
there.
I'm already there.
Thank you.
I'm already there. I love Stephen A. Smith. I love Stephen A. Smith.
Thank you very much.
Somebody that ain't afraid to tell these clowns that they messing up. I love it.
Well, don't be the person that's afraid to tell them to go ahead and bald his damn head. For real.
Right.
Call me and tell him to go ahead all the way back. You know?
Hey.
Stop going to the barbershop and asking for an eclipse. Just cut it off.
Just cut,
see, there y'all get. But you're taking the side of the guy. You're taking the side of the guy. Don't look like he ever been to the barber. Kevin Durant. Don't look like he even passed by a barbershop.
You heard me say that he needs to forget about a comb or a brush and cut that
hair. Hey, Brother Kale, 57. Hey, y'all. I like to say Kale's Corner is like that and a bag of chips with the dip. I like to say that. Hey, look, I have to say that on live air. I had to say that.
Go ahead, Mom. We want you to. We love you too, Ron.
I appreciate that. What I don't appreciate is having to hear Tom Brady stories for another year. That's what I don't appreciate.
Hey,
the
Ray
man.
We're just adding on to the long list of stuff we already don't want to listen to anyway. Dallas, Lakers, LeBron. We just put him in there.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm so glad that athletes, Allen Iverson, Penny Hardaway, that these dudes are coming out and talking about Kobe, talking about how great Kobe was. You know, it's refreshing to hear them, you know, go on and on about the athlete, the perseverance, the steadiness that this man had on and off the court, you know? And we all remember he got caught up with the little waitress or whatever. But, you know, he was
wait a minute,
there,
you were just downloading
but,
like that? Like
the
little waitress?
At the same time.
No, I'm not saying it nonchalantly. I'm saying that he got caught up. He got caught up. We all know. But first stone. You know, if you've never done anything in your life that you had no business doing, then you got room to talk about that one imperfection that we all know about.
All right, let's move on, Kale. We won't be talking about people's sins and stuff. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, I came up with an observation. Because I know me and you, we don't like the name Commanders, right? But we know what it's about. It's the military, right? I thought of an idea. They should camouflage the end zone burgundy and gold.
military burning really? Doors on.
Ron, I'm so glad you're smoking. I'm so glad you're on the phone call. If I was near you, I'd smack the hell out of you.
Yeah,
get you some Marlboro, because that I know. Get you two Marlboros and have a seat.
Yeah.
That sounds like some spaghetti somebody dropped on the floor.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Come on. Come on. Y'all wrong.
Yeah.
Y'all wrong.
Well, they are some hot garbage.
Y'all wrong.
That real wrong, yeah. Real wrong. Hell no, we ain't gonna.
You don't think camouflage in the end zone would be good?
No.
Maybe y'all could camouflage it with some touchdowns. Maybe that'll help.
So they can hide themselves.
Get a quarterback. Get a quarterback. Get a quarterback, and you need to get a defense in Chicago. You want to trade Khalil Mack? Wow. For real?
Oh yeah. They trying to trade him. Khalil Mack. They trying to trade Khalil Mack.
They did.
I'm trying to do down there in Chicago.
It's already done, and they're stupid. I didn't say they ain't stupid. they were stupid when they took Trubisky.
Right,
stupid when they took him, moved up and took him second when they had a chance to get Mahomes or the boy from Texas. They had a chance to get them, but they moved up for Trubisky. Then they go 4 years with him. Then they did him wrong on that playoff run when he was doing good. They took him out, and then you don't insert him back. Yeah, I think they should have inserted him back in that game, and then just let him go have a run. But they just messed up his confidence and all that. I didn't like him in the first place, but we were stuck with him. So you stuck with him, so let's make it work. But they did make it work. And I thought. Yeah, but I was talking about Trubisky now. But, yeah, he's gone. He's gone now, so he's done. He's with Pittsburgh. That's their headache. So I don't know what we're going to do on defense, but we need some work. We definitely need some work. But, you know, y'all in the same boat ride with us, so there ain't no difference.
Wait a minute. Calm down.
I wasn't finished talking, though. Damn, can I finish talking?
I'm asking you a question about what you were talking about. I'm asking you a question about what you're talking about, not trying to talk over you. I'm asking you a question about what you're talking about. You said Khalil Mack is with Pittsburgh, right?
No, I didn't.
That's what I'm trying
Trubisky,
to get.
Okay,
so
no, I said Trubisky is Pittsburgh. I said Trubisky is Pittsburgh's problem now.
Sir, who is Khalil Mack with? That's what I'm asking you about.
San Diego.
Okay.
San Diego Chargers.
You mean Los Angeles Chargers?
Well, yeah. Los Angeles Chargers,
okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm good.
I tell you.
That was like one of teeth thing. Like, you was going off. Like, you thought I was trying to come for you. I was coming for you. I was
come
just
on.
Answering the question, sir. It's all good.
Come on, T. Yeah, unfortunately, we had the end of the show, and I hate that we had to end it like this. But come on, T.
Oh, man, we had to end. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, we had a fun time today, Tuesday. We love you guys. Just know that. First and foremost, just know that. Kale and Miss T would like to say thank you to all of our supporters here on Kale's Corner. All of our supporters, meaning online and on the phone. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much on Thursday that I'm just going to squeeze y'all all up in one little hug. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us here at Kale's Corner, at Instagram at Kale's Corner, and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log in online at blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean. You guys, we had a ball. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys right back here on Thursday at 5 p.m. But I have one other thing to say. I want to say happy birthday to my son and my granddaughter. They're born on the same day, March 14th. I love you guys so much, Kayshawn and Sinai. We love you guys here at Kale's Corner. Kale.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kayshawn and Sanai. We guys want you to enjoy yourself and make your birthday everything that it's supposed to be. I want to thank everyone who participated in the call tonight. Ron Crazy, boy, I tell you, man, just when I think Ron could get no crazier, he showed me he is. 57, the people that didn't say anything, me, Mom, read my Reese cup. I want you guys to continue to pray for us. We still going through. We haven't buried Reese's mom yet, but you know, like I say, man, you guys just don't know on Kale's Corner how you bring me through. So I appreciate you all. I thank you all. And Teresa and I are working on something for the raffle for the March Madness. March Madness.
Yes.
And we'll give you guys.
I'm doing the
we'll
first
give
name.
You guys. Right, right. We'll give you guys more detail as it comes. Tree, I love you.
Yes.
Chris. I love you, and I appreciate
I love
you,
too, you bro.
Man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And we're going to keep on talking square biz to you, baby.
Yes.
Till Thursday.
I'm
live on gone, cause y'all heavy, I'm feeling mignon, and you can best believe that phone. Here's what I'm talking about. I've been co-cast for shows a little bit, but some they call me Vanilla Shaw. But you know that don't mean my world to me, cause baby names can't crap my style. I love you, kick it.